أحد من النساء إن اتقيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول ويطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلن قولا معروفا صدق الله العظيم. Some eyes before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, the pious wives of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself addresses them. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues his address to the Azwaj al-Mutahharat. Ya Nisa al-Nabi, O wives of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lastunna ka ahadin minan nisa'i in ittaqaytun. You are not like other women, provided you bring taqwa, and that is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the Azwaj al-Mutahharat and has accorded them the highest of status insofar as women could have reached by saying that they are not like the other woman. There is no doubt in the fact that when we look through the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll find mention, or even in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to Hazrat Maryam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah astafaki wa taharaki wa astafaki ala nisa'il alameen. O Maryam, we have chosen you, we have purified you, and we have chosen you over the women of this world. That is the ayat of the Quran Kareem. Then we find the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak about the most virtuous of women. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the name of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about Hazrat Khadija, one of the Azwaj, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Fatimah al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the woman that was superior. And in this ayat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accords the Azwaj al-Mutahharat the highest position that any woman could have reached. But here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also stated in it taqaytun, provided you have taqwa. And here it didn't mean, wa na'udhu billah, that the Azwaj al-Mutahharat did not have any taqwa. They were absolutely pious, they feared Allah, they had the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But perhaps here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show you and I the recital of the Quran also, that here was a relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each one of the Azwaj Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married, he would have married by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were chosen for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with that, they also could not rely on a relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by that relationship gain any superiority, or by that relationship gain any emancipation in the hereafter. For them also it was incumbent that they have the taqwa of Allah, they have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have the consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for you and I also, then to a greater extent, will have to have this taqwa in order to gain any superiority in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, and this prohibition is not particularly for them, but it is for each and every woman in the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ. Then do not speak in soft tones, in alluring tones, tones that will allure who and which kind of people. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضْ. That those people in whose hearts is a disease, the disease of nifaq and hypocrisy, or any of the branches of hypocrisy, sin, etc., that their hearts will become desirous. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, وَقُلْنَ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. But speak in a reasonable tone, in a reasonable manner. Now here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all the women, that on the one hand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a female, has given a woman a voice that may allure a person because of its tone, etc. But when the Azwaj al-Mutahharat would speak to anyone, or any woman speaks to anyone, then they should not speak in those tones, by which someone will be inclined towards them. Now it also doesn't mean that they should begin to shout, because that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow a woman to raise her voice also, so that ghair mahram men would be able to hear her voice. But how she should be speaking then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. She should speak in a reasonable manner, that whatever she says, on the one hand, it should be intellectual. Whatever she says should contain the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should remind a person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also reminded them about the way they speak and the tone they speak. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified some very important aspects, that there are those in this ummah that do not have any regard, wa na'udhu billah, for the azwajul mutahharat, especially our mother Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already clarified this in the Quran Kareem. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all and everyone in the ummah, even in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, had the highest regard for the azwajul mutahharat, each and every one of the wives of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated that they have superiority and they have a high esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you and I also should hold azwajul mutahharat in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accorded to them, and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them and spoken about them. We should also have that kind of reverence in our hearts, that type of honor in our hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them to be the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that should be sufficient for us to have honor in our hearts for the azwaj mutahharat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.